Good win, that.
Brilliant win. Just what we needed. Like I say, we had a little break from the league. We had the game cancelled. We had the cup game. And the last league game, we all know what happened. We lost, so needed a positive result, and we got it.
Did well to keep that ball down under the crossbar when it came across in these conditions.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I just concentrated on hitting the target. Like I just said earlier, it's something that we've worked on all week. Them balls that I cut back and the wingers arriving late. So absolutely buzzing that I got the chance. And like I say, I just concentrated really hard, hit the target, and it flew in. So over the moon.
Yeah, and the celebration you went to hug the gaffer, you could really see what it meant to you and the rest of the players.
Yeah, it did, because like I say, he's had me in his office this week just tell me not to beat myself up if I miss a chance, and I had a couple of chances against Chesham where I should have scored really, and I backed myself to score and I didn't. He just told me not to beat myself up, and like I said, we've worked on it all week. It's just weird that it's just happened, and I won't lie, he was in my head. He got in my head, and I knew when it came to me that I had to do everything he said, keep my head still and just get a good connection. And when it flew in, I couldn't believe it. I was just over the moon.
Is that what it's like? Is it all about confidence when you get a chance like that?
Yeah, I think just being in the right place at the right time, and chances will come, and then when they come, it's just about trusting your technique and hitting the ball as clean as you can, and that's exactly what I did. He's not criticised me, but he's just given me pointers of where I can improve. And as a manager, that's what you want. You want improve. You want to improve with other lads. I'm sure it's not just me. He spoke to us as individuals, as a team, how we can improve and how we hard to beat. And like I said, today we were really hard to beat. I didn't think they had any good chances, really. We had three or four where we should have scored and probably should have won by more, but we'll take the 1-0 and off we go.
And another clean sheet. You've been solid all season, but another good performance from that back five.
Back five, tremendous. I just praise Rory McArdle, probably best I've seen him. He was a rock at the back for us today, but big leader for us. And the other lads, they're not the oldest and most experienced back four, but Rosa really led them today, and I thought he was different class. Evans Blake's a good player, and he's been around, and I thought he'd just limit them to very little and limited the whole team to very little. But like I say, it was a good team performance. Ben, another clean sheet, he'll be over the moon, and we're over the moon because defending doesn't just start. It starts at the front. Hans and Billy, they were different. I think it was a big performance from everyone.
And it's the start of a tricky Christmas period where the games come thick and fast. So good to get that win and good performance under your belt.
Yeah, can't wait. Obviously, everyone knows what fixtures are coming up over Christmas, and teams above us who we want to beat. And like I say, if we can play like we have today, home form has been good as well. So it's one game that we. Obviously, the next game is one game that we're looking to win. No doubt about it. We're playing well and we're confident, and we'll just keep going about our business. Oh.